Welcome to Wake Up Podcast with Viv Trader. Viv is a curious person with the desire to embrace different opinions and expertise. Her focus is health, well-being, environmental, and political. She holds a non-judgmental approach and she is objective. Her approach is that in order for us to create change and push boundaries, we need to consider all possible angles. A wider range of influences and opinions are needed. She thinks this is especially true for tasks which involve creative problem solving, innovation, and collaboration. Viv's ambition is to raise your awareness and contribute to a better world. She is also the founder of Vivalicious Food, which produces an innovative vegan baby food with added omega-3 from an algae oil. www.vivaliciousfood.com.
And we don't necessarily really, when we really allow ourselves to feel into that,
we don't
really know what love is, right? And So we kind of create these illusions of love based on whatever someone else has told us about love, instead of kind of following our heart. And the reason I bring this up is because one of the things that I know from the experience that I had, not just with my near-death experience, but I've also had through my channeling and some opportunities, let's say, to experience going back into that space of the other side since then, is that love is really, really quite different where we come from. And I do want to say we. I mean, as spiritual beings, we forget that this is not really our home, so to speak. It is for a short period of time, but love and where we come from, the place that we exist all the time, is quite different. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just going to give you a little bit of a taste of that, because this is a little bit, let's just see where we go with it. Okay.
Okay. Let's start then. You ready?
I'm ready. Oof. All right. Woo-hoo! Let's go. Okay.
All right. So take a deep breath.
So where we come from, love is very spacious. It's very generous. It's very unrestricted. It is something that we, first and foremost, feel a lot of for ourselves. It just, we get completely immersed in it for ourselves. And that's something that we obviously have never really been able to really feel into in our lives, because we've never been shown how to love ourselves. But there's more to it. In where we come from, and I may have told you this before, but if I haven't, where we come from, there are no sort of labels of gender. So we don't have male, female. We just are both feminine and masculine. And so the way that we experience love is that we share our light, eternal light, let's just call it that, with each other. But it's not just light, like, oh, light, you know, it's like this beautiful, enormously emotional, I'm going to just use this word, and hopefully it doesn't bother people. It's very orgasmic. It's because when people talk about going into the light, they talk about this blissful experience. Okay. And when I've talked to people about this, I usually find out that it's not just the blissfulness of joy and the blissfulness of even of love the way we know it. It's just like this overwhelming sense of ecstasy. And you don't just, so here is the tricky part here, okay? We don't just share it with necessarily one individual. We share it with everybody. we give it to everybody, they give it to us, and it's a state of bliss in that sense. So the reason I bring this up is because okay, this is kind of a little bit of a tricky subject to talk about, but oftentimes we're told that oftentimes we're always told that we have to share this love with one person. And the problem with that is that if we miss the mark with somebody in our lives, many people feel like they're obligated to stay in a relationship, even if it's a marriage, because of moral obligations to it. Mm-hmm. But in the world that we come from, what let's call this place for some people heaven, that doesn't exist. There is no sense of having to be responsible for just sharing this love for one person. And the reason that's also a challenge for us spiritually is because if we love everything in the other space that we come from, the spiritual home that we come from, it's very, very restrictive for us to just feel that way here. It really limits us from expressing who we are to ourselves and to everybody else. It becomes a little bit more of a suppression, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And that creates a lot of challenges. I mean, that just for a lot of people, I have worked with a lot of students, a lot of clients who are so sad because they find themselves desiring love and not being able to really receive that from their partner, so to speak, and expecting that they have to work it out because that's the way it is. And I'm telling you that that's just not the way it is where we come from. It's automatic. It's limitless. And, mm-hmm. and you don't have to restrict yourself to that. Once we understand that and are able to express ourselves more freely that way, it's amazing how much you start to reciprocate that with other people. It's amazing how much people receive it and feel it. But you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to even allow your heart to explore that outside of just whatever arrangement you have right now. So we as human beings have a lot to remember about who we are as spiritual beings. And one of the things that will change here over the next 5 to 6 years, believe it or not, is that our understanding of love is going to change. It's going to change because if we can expand it to other people, well, just imagine what it would do for things like peace. I mean, around the world.
Mm-hmm.
If we understood that we could give ourselves and that others could give to us the kind of love that we've always been seeking, but even more, it changes the dynamics of how we treat each other as human beings.
Yeah, and we're not operating from fear, right? So it's more being in your love vibration, your heart, and then
it's yeah, and again, the love vibration that comes from your heart is it's hard to put it into words, and so I do get a little risky with my words because it really has to be described the way it is. It's an emotionally charged energy that feels very sensual. It's the only way I can explain it. I wish I had a word that I could wrap it around in nicely, but it's very sensual. And here in this world, we would treat that, we would receive that a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. But in the spirit realm, it's what we are and how we exist all the time. It's very, very beautiful. It's extraordinarily beautiful.
And is that what you feel with your soul mates and your soul family?
Yeah, and so this gets into soulmates. Mm-hmm. There is such a thing as a soulmate. It's a soulmate is, and to your point, the soul family are spiritual beings that exist in the other side, let's call it, that have come from the same sort of energy that I'm going to say this very loosely, we're born out of the same energy, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you find, like in your case, if you find a really close attachment to that person, it is very, very likely that they come from that soul family. It's rare when you find that super, I'll call them a super soulmate, which is where you find it, they came from the same exact stream of energy, you know? But it is very possible to find that. In fact, it's extremely possible, but you have to let it out with your heart. You can't just do it here. It has to be from your heart. So,
yeah, you have to do the healing journey and get rid of a lot of baggage, you know, and.
Yeah, you know what? So that's another kind of a misconception. You really don't have to do much healing. When you are finally in the space of your heart, you can easily love without healing. See, there's a lot of people, most of us, that are taught that in order for us to experience ourselves, we have to heal all of these wounds that occurred when we were little. And so what I teach people is to understand that we as divine beings have an energy of a child. And children often are assumed to be like so pure and so innocent, which they are, but that they could be very, very volatile because of that. They could be mistreated and abused because of that. And here in this world, it does happen. But the spiritual child is never, ever wounded. And so I always try to explain to people that if we could tap into that energy of innocence that we are as spiritual beings, we don't have to do any healing because the spiritual child is never wounded. So here it is. And so people go, so how do you do that? And it's really easy. We spend so much time, and for some of us, so much money trying to heal this child that doesn't need healing. And I tell them the easiest way to do that is to use your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
So let's pretend that you're wounded. Okay, in whatever way, traumatized. And I've had a lot of wounds, if you will, that I could have healed when I was a child. Many. And all you have to do is step into your imagination world and just create a world where you are not wounded anymore. And I know that sounds so simple, but it isn't really, you know, like it is supposed to be simple. We're not supposed to be sitting there spending our whole entire lives. Despite what the tragedy might have been, you don't have to sit there and spend all this time trying to overthink this thing. Because when you go into your heart, it becomes really easy to just go, okay, imagine myself in a space where I can be free of all that. Just imagine. I mean, just you. Mm. If you decide that after you finishing imagining it, you want to go back and carry all that luggage with you, you can. But I'm just saying that for the space, for the time that you're imagining it, just imagine yourself being in a space where you are free from all of that pain. It is possible. In the world of imagination, we can release all of that easily. So a lot of what I teach is about how to use your imagination to clear yourself immediately of all these wounds that you believe you still have. See, I'm jumping all over the place, but in physics, there's an understanding that every moment that you exist, every moment, this moment, this moment, this moment, this moment, this moment, is independent of the previous moment. So just, if you could just sit in that space for 1 second, independent of each moment, okay, which means that this moment is not affected at all by anything that you have experienced your entire life. You may think that you are still being affected by it, but in quantum physics, and this is actually being proven out, in quantum physics, this reality, this one, this one, this one, this one, it's what people call the now, what Eckhart Tolle talks about in terms of the now. This moment is free from anything that you might have experienced in the past. And the only reason, Viv, the only reason it's still alive is because we choose to bring it with us. And we don't have to. We could easily let it go through our imagination. So, but we don't. So we use all of these techniques. We do all this meditation. We do all this therapy. And yes, it's good. If it helps, great, but it's not required. And so with all of the traumas that I work with, and I've had many students with all sorts of traumas, and I won't get into all the traumas, but you just let yourself go and you can get it. And all of those traumas go away within a few sessions because I just get them to imagine themselves no longer experiencing them. But here's the trick. Here's the trick. To do that, you have to believe in three things. Okay. Number one, you have to accept, at least for just the game that we're playing, the imagination that we're playing, we have to accept that you are God. If you accept that you are God, just for the game, just for the imagination, then you have the ability to do anything you desire, right? Which means, first of all, you can get rid of the trauma. Second of all, if you're God, you don't have trauma, okay? So because when you die, like when the near-death experience people, when they die, they all realize that all of that trauma, boom, goes away. It goes away. And people go, well, that's because you died. No, that's because we didn't realize that all of this was just an illusion. And that's rule number two. Rule number two is, you have to pretend, if nothing else, just pretend, like a little child, pretend that this is all a game. Just a game. And that this game had all of these experiences, good and bad. And if you could do that, then you know that as a game, you can change it the way you like, okay? Rule number three, okay? The third rule is that you allow yourself the opportunity to focus on one thing and one thing only, okay? Not about saving the world or changing the world or this or that about everybody else, okay? It's about one thing and one thing only. You're here to wake up. You're here to realize that you have always been God playing this game of remembering so that you could experience what it would feel like to now be able to play this game as God in the world of contrast. And those are huge things, but guess what? I'm not telling you to do this in this world. I'm telling you to do this in your imagination. Be a kid, be a child, and just imagine. And if you could do that, then all of these things are possible. And you can find ways, and I have ways that I work with people, to actually play and be able to fall in love with yourself and be able to bring in that person or persons that can love you and you can love them unconditionally in any way you desire. Not in the way that people tell you to, but in the way that you desire as a spiritual being, which is to love everybody, like love everybody the way that we love each other in the spirit realm. So they say there's a term, right? Heaven on earth. That we are in this time where we're going to experience heaven on earth. Well, what does that mean? It means that everything that exists in heaven, in the spirit realm, exists here. And I will tell you that the way that we experience love is going to be different. The rules about how you have to love somebody will be different. The idea that you can only love one person is different. The idea that you have to love somebody of a different gender, that's different. Because again, in heaven, there is no gender. So it's just different. That's a little controversial, but it is what it is. I'm just telling you the way it is on the other side. You know, we have so many restrictions that do not allow us to remember who we are and express ourselves in total love, total joy, and total ecstasy.
Yeah. And the tricky part is to how to open your heart, right?
The tricky part is not how, but just to open your heart. Let me ask you this question. What's tricky about how? Let me ask you, what's the tricky part?
The tricky part is to know when your heart is fully open and not. If you are in your head, so to speak.
But you see, I will tell you that as we expand in consciousness, grow in consciousness, and people say, well, what does that mean? It means as we become more aware. Everything's about awareness, Viv. Everything is about awareness. And that seems a little abstract. However, what I am saying is that, again, it gets back to, and I'm gonna get back to that little piece, but I'm just going to tee it up this way. To be aware, you have to go by those three little playful rules that I just told you about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you walk around life pretending at least that you're aware of those three things. Okay. And this could go into a different direction. So I'm going to have to park the car there. Okay. Because getting back to what you just said, so if you listen back to what you just said, you said the tricky thing is that as you open up in your heart, you don't get in your head. Okay. When we expand in consciousness, and this is happening very, very fast. This is like in the next 5, 6, 7 years, it's going to explode. It's going to explode. We move our consciousness. Now I'm going to be very mindful that I'm not saying conscious, okay, or subconscious. I'm talking about consciousness, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Our awareness of ourselves. When we move that from here, which a left brain, which is when I say left brain, I don't mean it comes from the left brain, but it's here. Our consciousness is here. When we come from here, that's very analytical. We process things. We think things out. I'm falling in love. Let me think of all the which ways this could go wrong. Okay. Or I don't know if I should. I'm not sure if I can. That's all here. As you start to experience the world, your consciousness shifts here to this side. And there's when you start to explore the possibility that there might be something else to, let's call it, let's just talk about love. There could be something more about love. It could be more expansive. I can maybe share it with others, or maybe I share it with one person, but I can be myself with this person more. Ooh, this other side goes, okay, wait a minute, slow down, be careful. All right. Remember all the things that happened before. All right. And this side's going, no. I really, 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 really want to share this. I'm finally free. I can go on those beautiful hikes with somebody. I could talk to them for 7 hours. I could be 15 years old again.
Yeah.
Right? If you allow this side to win, okay, then what happens is that your consciousness starts to shift down here. And when it starts to shift down here, there's this thing in the mystical worlds, okay? There's this thing about the rose, okay? And you see it in pictures. You've seen it in pictures of Yeshua and other great masters, women and men. You see the rose. And when the rose opens up is when your heart opens up. And when your heart opens up, this part becomes the servant. It no longer can sit there and tell you, oh, no. No, it will tell you, I desire to love. And it's free to do it. And this side, especially this side, we'll go, okay, all right, Let's go. Let's go. You're ready to do it. Let's do it. There's no more trickiness to it. You just let it happen.
Mm.
But gorgeous. If you find yourself going, oh, I love this person. I do, but oh, no, 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 no. But think about all the things that happened. No, 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 no. And this part's going, oh, wait, 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 wait. But it's so cool. It's cool. I'm being playful about it. But that's how it works. Your consciousness,
yeah.
When you move it here,
mm-hmm.
Viv, I'm telling you, when you move it here and you really express love without any restrictions, if you allow yourself, oh, but my God. Oh, but my God. This means that I'm going to be vulnerable. And what happens if I'm vulnerable? I might get hurt. If you are here with that, you will be vulnerable and you will likely be hurt. If you go in here and go and really connect this heart to you, to the person that you love, I mean, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to sit there and go, okay, no, you just do it. You just let your heart just go and it just goes into their heart. And seeing who has this experience, okay, whoever it is, it's not about trying to get them to do anything other than maybe letting themselves feel a relationship from here.
Mm.
Now, people will say, well, oh, and this is going to be a little bit true, okay? Right now, women could tap into this easier. But I've learned that women have been very, very, very suppressed in terms of being able to be feminine, to be able to come from here. I'm really, really, and I know this is coming from a man, okay? I'm really surprised. I didn't know that. But I most of my students, not all, most of my students are women.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm finding that they know how to do this, but they've been restricted. They've been suppressed into being something else in a world that is somewhat ruled by men. So all the rules are defined by men in terms of what you should or shouldn't do. Now that's changing, okay? That's changing. It's going to change big time, big time, big time. I will go on the record as saying that in the next 5 to 7 years, that whole thing about men being sort of the authoritative rule setters, for the most part, because, you know, we see that it's changing and there's women in high places of governance and stuff. But I'm not talking about that type of governance. I'm talking about the governance that really dictates sort of your rulership of this world, of the world, in terms of how people behave with each other. Okay, men have a hard time with that because for them, they have suppressed love big time. Generations and generations and generations of not being able to feel into their heart. And that's just because that's the way they were conditioned to experience life. But more and more men desire to be, I'm going to just say the words, desire to be more feminine. Not necessarily sexually in terms of their sexual orientation or their sexual desires, but just be more feminine. Because in femininity, you find that you can be caring and loving and gentle and kind and all and cooperative if you're talking about how you work together. And this is what we were talking about. I'm sure you probably have talked to other people about this. This is the divine femininity piece. This is what's coming in right now. And women are the first to receive this energy so that they can tap back into their heart and really reclaim who they are as spiritual beings. And when you do that, the ability that you have to release everything through your heart is amazing. And you will have, now, I'm not saying this to say this to put it, I'm not saying this to be even more controversial, especially with yourself. Because once you do that, Viv, you're going to be like, all these people are going to come into your life and they're going to be like, what is it? They're going to be like, I desire what you're giving. I desire what you're giving in love. I mean, desire, not want, desire. And you're going to be like, okay, wait. I didn't realize I had all this love to give. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then as they open up their heart and they start giving it to you, it's amazing. And that's why I say that it's the only, in the book that I wrote, the only way I can describe the experience that I had when I went into the light is orgasmic.
Yeah. Cool.
It's the only way to describe it. And that still doesn't do justice to it. So imagine experiencing your entire life in that ecstasy all the time. That's what it means to be in heaven on earth.
Yeah.
It's very different. Very, very different.
Unconditional love, right?
Yes. Unconditional love in every way. And unconditional and unlimited love. Unlimited love. We have to put that in there. It's unlimited. So that you're in heaven, if we call, and I'm going to use that very loosely, okay? There is a thing called heaven, but it's not like the way we have seen it. It's similar in some ways, but different in many other ways, okay? But in this space, okay, we don't have this desire to just be with one person for eternity. We are with a lot of people for eternity. And the relationship is as strong, way stronger than anything you could possibly imagine with just one person. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Because if we're all from God, one source, everything is connected.
Exactly. Okay. And again, I mean, what else is there to say? You just summed it up. You just summed it up. If we come from the same stream of consciousness, source, God, spirit, whatever, if we are all part of that same thing, then if I am feeling something for, if I am, let's just say hypothetically, if I am feeling something for you in a very like emotionally intense, like kind of way, I'm giving it not just to you, I'm giving it to everything that's around me, everything. And everything around me goes, and goes, and it shoots it back to you, and you go, Ask anyone who's died and explain how they give, you know, ask them to explain that in that context, and they will start to realize, oh, yeah, that's what it is. So when we say heaven on earth, we have to be prepared, and we are. We really are prepared. There are some people that will still say, oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, no, no. That's not how you do it. It's one man, one woman, and that's how it is for eternity. No. It just isn't the way that it works that way in the spirit world. So
and and right now we're having a lot of light coming into Earth, right?
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. The amount of light, and people go, wait, I don't feel it. I go, that's only because you're not allowing it to come in. I go, but wait a minute, I am allowing it. I sit there and I pray and I ask and I say, but you're not letting that frequency is here. And we're here in our frequency. And what does that mean? It means here we're willing. We're willing to take the risk, Viv. We're willing to take the risk that maybe, just maybe, everything that we've been taught here isn't really quite exactly how we are, okay? That maybe the stuff here, I'm going to go all the way out here, okay? Might as well, because everything I already said is pretty risky, okay? Risque, okay? Everything here is an illusion. Everything here is what somebody else told you had to do. And this energy here is saying that you can be free of all that. You can be free with love. You can be free with joy. You can be free with being expressive in terms of who you are as a spiritual being. You don't have to walk around and pretend that you don't exist for the most part in the eyes of God, that you're just some sort of little player in the big vastness of the universe, but that maybe, just maybe, you are God. So what happens if you start to imagine and you allow yourself to imagine all these things and you start to keep your, allow yourself to be free to do, to express yourself and to love and to, and all these other things that come with being open, your consciousness goes up. Okay. That's how you receive that energy. Does that make sense? There's a thing in music called the law of resonance with love. If you're here with your love and somebody's here with their love, and we spend the rest of our lives trying to get this one to come up here, it's impossible. They have to be aware that they have to raise their love up here. So I keep going back to love and this energy. This energy allows you to realize who you are. This energy is going to make you sit there like you have done, Viv, and like I have done, and like many other people have done. And one day you're going to go, I'm not happy. I'm really not happy. There's something more in me, something that is trying to come out, and I need to let it out. I don't know how. I don't know. I'm confused. But one day, everybody on this planet is going to have that real genuine moment where they have to stop looking out here for answers and start going in here for answers. Because someday, very, 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 very soon, with this new energy coming in, it's going to have you sit there and listen to that gut feeling or that voice in your head. Mm-hmm. And people will go, I don't listen to that. Oh, that voice is your inner spirit trying to speak to you. That voice is going to get louder and louder. And you know this, and louder and louder. And eventually you're going to go, I have to figure this out, because something inside of me is telling me to be free, free, free. Mm-hmm. And you cannot avoid that voice. And, you know, 50 years ago, 20 years ago, the people would say, you're just going crazy.
Or that yucky feeling in your gut. It's horrible.
Yes. Or that gut, throw it away.
Ugh, horrible. Yeah.
Horrible. Yeah. You know, let it go. Mm-hmm. So this light, getting back to this light has different names depending on what you're listening to. But so I'm going to give it to you. Is there, some people will call it Christ consciousness. Some people will call it Buddha consciousness. Some people will call it divine feminine. It doesn't really matter. This light, it does matter. This light is about a lot of femininity. A lot, a lot, a lot. It is not just for females. It is for males too. But the female portion of this for you and other women is that you're going to remember, not find, but you're going to remember who you are as divine beings. And and who you are as divine beings is extraordinarily powerful. I mean, extraordinary. It's like, move aside, boys. You've had your time. Yeah. Move aside, because you guys don't know how to play in the sandlot together. You feel like the only way you can play in the sandlot is by hurting each other.
And that's the only way.
Creating wars, violence, pain and suffering. Move aside, because the divine feminine in women is going to give women their authority back in terms of spiritual beings. And that doesn't mean like, you know, ruler like that. It means loving ruler, like that kind of ability that allows you to connect to Gaia and nature, because there's a reason why Gaia is a female and not necessarily a male. It has energies of both equally, but expresses itself in femininity. You have to have that relationship here as human beings and with the femininity to attract the femininity.
Yeah.
If this makes sense, hopefully it does. I'm trying to connect a lot of
things.
Well,
I don't think the female energy would create wars for a starter.
No, they would not. They would create cooperation.
And they interdependence.
Independence and freedom and expression.
Stop hunger.
no hunger, no nothing, the world would change dramatically. And it will. Now, people say, well, what, 20, 30, 40 years from now, if we're lucky, because we'll probably destroy the world before that. No, I when I started doing these interviews, I told people it's going to happen. A lot of this is going to happen in this decade, and all of it will happen by the year 2032. And when I started talking about this a few years ago, people were going, ah, yeah. And now people are going,
now.
It's happening now. Mm. I mean, you're seeing it on the surface, but what I'm telling you, Viv, is that it's going to happen. A big part of it is going to happen inside, and it's happening inside with women and men. Men, it will happen a little bit later, not that far later, like in the next 12 to 18 months, men will start to receive it more. But right now, women are really, really starting to feel it. And even those women who aren't really spiritually inclined. Now, I have a feeling that the people that are watching your program are probably spiritually inclined. So for those women, they are starting to receive this energy. They're starting to ask more serious questions about, why am I here? I feel like I was supposed to come here to do something important. Yeah. And that's almost consistently to each student that I have that's a woman, they say that. They say it in those words, why am I here? Because I feel like I came here to do something important. And it's because they did. They did come here to do something important, really, really important. But they have to find out who they are first. And to do that, they have to allow the souls, give themselves the grace to imagine that they could possibly love in a way that they never, never thought they could. And that begins with loving yourself. Mm. And there are easy ways to do that in the world of your imagination. Tell you this, okay, and I had no plans. Viv, I did not sit here this morning and go, let's talk about this, okay? Let's talk about all of these really, really touchy subjects and risque, right? But I will tell you this, when you start to understand who you are from a love perspective, you become extraordinarily sensual with your partner. Okay. I mean, and I'm kind of making it PG. Okay. Yeah. I'm extraordinarily sensual. I mean, you allow yourself to feel free to really express yourself. And I'm keeping it again, very PG. Okay. But it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And your partner will be like, okay, let's do it. Let's go for it. There's no limitations on how you would express yourself. You're allowed to be free to express yourself in the way that your light and your energy and your love and your joy, everything comes out. And again, this is why I've always, the only word that comes close, not that it doesn't even by a long shot, is that it is very, our whole experience of ourselves spiritually is orgasmic. So now you take it down to your partner level, and I'm going to tell you, That experience is going to be, yes, very authentic. Okay. Yeah. Let your imagination go wild. It's very authentic and it's extraordinary. It's extraordinary. I feel very much that because we don't have an idea of how to even entertain ourselves in the space of love here. Okay. Because we've never allowed ourselves to even imagine what it might be like to feel us here, that it kind of limits our expression of love sexually when we're with somebody. We don't really know how to do that other than to feel the physicalness of the experience. But when you let this come out, Viv, that's for a whole different show and probably for a different, I don't know, we have to censor it a lot because it's beautiful. Yeah. It's very, very beautiful. And we experienced that very early on in a relationship with somebody. We just like, okay, clothes are throwing off, okay? And then it goes away because that part of that piece that was here starts to shift back up here and we get lost here in the relationship. Oh, but there's all these things about the daily life and blah, blah, and blah, 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 blah. If it's here and only here, it will always be that sensual. Oh, you know, but the real world. No, no, no. I just told you that the real world is somebody else's world. Somebody else who told you how to experience your life. It's not the one that you feel in your heart exists in your world. And we haven't talked about, and we won't be able to hear, but we haven't talked about how this world is a simulated world. And the simulation is completely connected to you. So if that's true, then it really is your world. And if that's true, then if you really do use your imagination, you can create any experience you desire, any, with a lover, as well as with whatever else you desire in your life. But it has to come from here, not here. Mm. Sit there and try to imagine. Some people actually have told me, I don't know how to imagine. And I said, that's impossible. That's absolutely impossible that you don't know how to imagine. But I just was, when I was a young child, I had such a bad experience that I could never imagine. Mm. And I tell them that, and this is just pure science, okay? That pure science tells you that everything in your world is responding to you. Pure science will tell you that the world around you is actually created by the way that you receive information by your five senses. And it's being created by you. Okay. You're not just receiving the information going, oh yeah, I'm in a room. No, you receive the information. You tell yourself you're in a room, and then you emote feelings that tell the universe, let's keep this reality going. I'm in a room. I'm talking to Franco. I'm doing this, blah, blah. You know, you're creating that. It's because of your imagination that you're listening to the show. You're on a laptop. You're on your phone. You're in a car. You're in a house. It's your imagination that creates all that. But we've been told that imagination doesn't exist. It doesn't work in this world. And that is absolutely false. And in the next 5, 6, 7 years, we are going to see just how imagination plays out in this. And again, just for anybody who just desires a little bit of a different feeling in the world of your imagination, right now, you could be 6 years old, any 6 year old. Doesn't have to be 6 years old in your trauma life. Just be 6 years old, be a little child. Boom, and play. No restrictions. And what happens, and I'm going to make this really clear. I got to make this really clear. Okay. Artificial intelligence, okay? Now you're going to go, wait a minute. Wait, we're talking about love and this, and you're going, now artificial intelligence? Okay. I'm trying to show people how this all connects, okay? So artificial intelligence. When artificial intelligence is created, okay, it's created by giving this artificial thing some parameters, okay? Some real small parameters. Now, we look at them, and those parameters are called programs, all right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we give artificial intelligence programs. And so these programs tell artificial intelligence, this is what you do, and this is what you're aware of. Okay, now we don't quite say it that way, but we are telling it, this is what you are aware of, okay? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And at the beginning of all this discussion, I said, it has to do with awareness, okay? Awareness, okay. So you're saying, well, does this have anything to do with love? Okay, or anything for that matter. When you give artificial intelligence parameters, okay, it will start to look at those parameters, and eventually it starts to expand itself outside of those parameters. And everyone that tells you, we don't know how this is. How is it possible that this is growing out? Well, there's more to this story, but I want to just relate it to what we're talking about. We are no different. We as human beings are no different. We're not artificial intelligence, but we are advanced intelligence, and we have the same kind of wiring. If you give us just limited parameters of conditions, we will exist in those conditions and start to expand out of them. What does this have to do with imagination? Imagination gives you the chance to do that. Mm-hmm. Imagination gives you those very simple parameters to experience a life you never had before. And if you have that and you can taste it, it will grow in your mind. and it will explode and explode and explode. And that's how you allow yourself to experience lives that you, and everybody's always told you can never happen here. Now, with that in mind, the more you experience that, then we get into the law of attraction. If you can experience it, then you can start to bring it into this world. But that's what gets back to this, right? If you're in a relationship that's here, okay, and that relationship doesn't allow that person, not because of anything you're doing, but because of where this person's at with their emotions, with their heart, if it cannot rise to this level,
mm-hmm.
in a way that you desire, because you're here,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of people wind up doing this.
Yeah,
they wind up doing this.
They want to pull you down.
Mm-hmm, they mm-hmm. pull you down,
mm-hmm.
and they stay there. Because yeah. Why? Because, because we're here for life.
Mm. Nonsense.
No.
Mm.
And that goes with relationships too, mm-hmm. with not just marriages. I mean this sincerely, if you are in a relationship and you're here and they're here, okay, and you don't feel that their vibration is going to get here, okay, not by anything that you do. I have to stress this, not by anything you do. You're already here. There is nothing that you're going to really be able to do other than to express more love, but genuinely express this.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not able to pick that up right away, well, then you have a really, really obvious decision to make.
Okay. I think as well, the relationships fade away naturally. You don't really have to do anything. It's just not attracting anymore.
It should fade away naturally. It should. You're absolutely right. But there are a lot of people who have been taught, okay, that relationships are something you have to work at, that you have to really, really work at. You do not have to work at love.
It just
period.
Is.
It just is. And if you allow yourself to play with that idea, and I am using play, okay?
Yes.
Then mm-hmm. you allow yourself to shift your consciousness here. If you are working at love, then it stays here.
And then it takes energy from you as well. So you feel drained and exhausted, and it shouldn't feel like that at all, right? It should be
none.
Neutral or enhance your energy.
It should. You should be exploding.
Mm-hmm.
You should be like, I can't. I mean, it's like that. It was like, I wanted for 7 hours. Oh, blah, blah, blah. It should be like that.
Yeah.
Not some of the mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. All the time. Oh, but you know, after a couple of years, No. Because if that's happening, then you allowed yourself, not purposely, but you allowed yourself to go here for the early part of your romance, and then you went whoosh, back here.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, I can't find that love. I can't find that feeling anymore. You can't find your feeling here because it's here. And if you can't find it with yourself first, then you're not going to find it together, period. And a lot of people will go, so I love the movie Jerry Maguire. Okay.
Yeah.
Love it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, and I love that he says, he looks at her and goes, you complete me. All right. But that's not how it should be.
No.
Nobody should complete you. You should complete yourself, and the other person should complement you, but not complete you. But wait a minute. But soulmates and stuff. No. Soulmates work because they're vibrating together. Okay. And they're vibrating very high. And then they come together and they create something more, which means they complement each other. They don't complete them. Well, the great, and here's something that people don't realize. The greatest manifestation that you can do in this reality is to be able to manifest, and I'm going to use a slightly different way of saying this, is to be able to manipulate a certain type of energy. the most powerful energy that you can manifest or manipulate is emotional energy. So if what we're saying here is that you now know how to tap into love and you tap into joy, which are the two most powerful ones, and you bring those together, you have now mastered how to manipulate or manifest through your heart. So therefore, everything has those energies in it, everything. And now you will be able to experience a life where you can connect with the energy and be able to manifest pretty much anything. But you have to, that's why it's important that you have to know that it starts here. So people will sit there and go, I've been asking and asking and asking, and I'm asking for a love, I'm asking for money, I'm asking for this, but they're asking here.
Mm-hmm.
They're not here. And this is the energy that creates. This experiences and reacts.
Mm-hmm.
This creates. And if you can't get here, but I've never felt love before, that's not true. You cannot desire something if you've never had it somewhere before. You cannot desire ecstasy, love, joyful love, if somewhere, somehow, you have experienced it before. You would have no point of reference. How can you desire something that you've never, ever, 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 ever existed in your world? You wouldn't know how to. It's kind of like you wouldn't know what you don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it makes sense, doesn't it?
And that's why you have to remember that you're not human beings. You're spiritual beings. And in the world that you come from, you have experienced ecstasy type of love. And that's why here you desire it, or more like what people do, they want it. And if you want something, it's going to be hard to get it, because if you want, it means that you don't have it. And the universe will go, okay, we'll just continue to do that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're focusing on the wrong thing, or the wrong emotion, so to speak.
Yeah, you're focusing on the lack of something,
mm-hmm.
instead of the fact that you already, this is mm-hmm. law of attraction 101. Okay, that you already have it. And then people say, well, I don't have it. Okay, so I'm pretending a lot that I'm other people here, if you haven't noticed. So, and I don't have it. So how is it that I'm just going to be like, I'm chasing my tail? No, you have to, guess what? You can, in the world of your imagination. Oh, but that's just baby stuff. No, the world, the imagination is extraordinarily powerful. It's extraordinarily powerful. But they tell me not to do that. You know, that's something, you know, when I was 5, 6, 7 years old, they tell you to not do it. And when I say they, I'm going to be very careful. Nobody understands this the way that I'm explaining it. And I mean, like, there's no evil person or people going, oh, you are not to do imagination anymore. Okay. It's just that the way the game works is that you are told in time that you have to let go of it. Just as you are starting to understand it, just as you are starting to use it in your life as a little child, you're told, nope, that's it. It's time for you to get serious in this reality. I mean, isn't it funny? Because I'm saying it here, but it happens all over the world. Same thing. You know, doesn't matter where you're
serious.
Yeah. You know, we have to be in the real world. Well, here's the question. What is the real world? And I'm telling you, for people that if people haven't already tuned out because of all the conversation we've been having, but if people are staying on this thing, let me tell you, we are very, 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 very close to proving that this reality is a simulation.
Mm.
And when that happens, it changes everything.
Yeah.
We are really, really, in fact, I will tell you, we are so close to that, okay, that the model, there's a model that's been created that now shows how that's done.
Yes.
Which, by the way, is also in my book, but I didn't get it from this people. I got it like years ago from premonitions and things that I got through my channeling. But this model is there now. And the scientists that are ready to prove it have to do the mathematical formula, because in this world, you have to see it to believe it. So you have to see the formula. Mm-hmm. But that formula is ready. It's ready to be shown. And when it is shown, it changes everything. Now you have to start really asking, this is a game I'm in?
The whole programming.
It changes everything.
And the contrast, you know, take your power back, experience.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything goes out the window.
Yeah.
Everything goes out the window. And you, just the individual you, who once believed that you did not really have a lot of value in your life because God was out there somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I'm just this little thing, and I'm not, am I just a little thing, but oh, you know, I'm a sinful thing. I've made mistakes. I brought sin into my life, and I don't even know how, because I called it original sin, but I don't even know what that means, or karma or whatever. All of these things, just they go out the window. All of a sudden you're now told that this is all just part of a simulation, it all goes out the window. It's all just programming. And that gets into a whole bunch of like, okay, I can't handle any more of this kind of stuff. But it's just, it all works together, Viv. It all works together as a puzzle. But you have to see it from up here. And that's where we go back to the simple thing that I was just talking about right at the beginning. It all stems from awareness. If you start to allow yourself to expand in awareness and imagine in awareness, you can start to see things from up here down. Okay, you can start to see things from a bigger perspective of, if I am God and everybody now is in a simulation, I understand that I'm just playing. I'm just playing, just like a child would play in a game. And if you're here, down here, and you don't allow your awareness to expand, you're going, and you're never able to get out.
Yeah, you have to be that giraffe and look down, right? And see the perspective. And then it becomes pretty, you know, and if you are emotional or stressed, you just get up, down, look down, and can see things, you know.
Exactly. You can't see the whole picture if you're not able to see it from a consciousness up here. And so this is, so I've told people, and I have students that are clergy, and they are ministers and monks, and monks are a little bit easier because they have a much more easiness of expansion, but people who are taught that everything happens right here at the ground level can never see the whole picture. But if you allow yourself to be up here, and if you allow, this is the biggie, if you allow yourself to bring the God piece back, okay? Because right now the God piece is out of the equation, okay? Mm-hmm. God is over there somewhere, okay? Mm-hmm. If you allow that God piece back into your story, which allows you to see things from a higher perspective, everything starts to become clear. Everything. You may not necessarily feel comfortable with it at first, but it becomes extraordinarily clear. Everything from love to this whole reality and why we're here, to who we are as divinity, spiritual divinity. We are divine beings. We are massively powerful. Everything becomes clear. One of the biggest questions that people ask is, if we are God, why would we do this? And it becomes very clear once we're up here why we're doing it. And I just already told you, we're doing it because at least for the longest time, we were doing it to experience contrast in forgetfulness. Now we're experiencing contrast for remembrance. Mm. We are here to remember who we are. Not 100 years from now, Viv, right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
And if we spend too much time focused on the game, which is the wars and stuff, and that's not to say that's not important, but I'm saying that it's as important, if not more so, that you start looking at yourself and asking yourself, is it possible? Is it just possible that all of this is a simulation and I am playing God. I'm not playing God. I am God playing this game. If you do that, it changes everything for you. But no, we're told we're not God, and this, you're going to go to hell. Okay, that's the way somebody has taught you, okay, to do it. But inside your voice, okay, your gut and your voice is telling you there's something different. And the people who come back from near-death experiences, many of them tell you there's something different.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we listen and we go, oh, that's great. I wish I had it here. Well, I'm telling you, the time, that energy you talk about,
mm-hmm.
it's coming in, is this energy that's going to bring heaven on earth. But you're not just going to one day go, you have to resonate with it. You have to expand your consciousness to receive this energy. You have to be at this energy, okay? And you can't just go, oh, okay, I'll wait. And this energy is here. And they go, I don't understand why I'm not getting it. Because the energy is here. You have to allow yourself the grace to come up here. And how do you do that? Through your imagination.
Easy peasy, right?
It is.
Love it.
It really is. It really is. Mm. You don't have to sit there for 8 hours a day and meditate and try to still your mind. All these techniques, all of these therapies, you just have to be a child.
Have
so one last thing I'll tell you, I'm not a Bible person, I'm not a biblical person, but there is a reference to this in the Bible, and this is referenced in other sacred books and other religions and other philosophies. And in the Bible, Yeshua says, in order for you to enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must receive it as a child. That wasn't meant to be, oh, isn't that sweet? No, you have to know how to be a child again, because you have always been a child as God. Always. You're not a child of God. As God, you are a child. You cannot enter this frequency if you're still here. You have to do it as a child, and the child knows how to be here through their imagination.
Mm.
And that's what I teach people to remember. I have to be with you all the time, not because I'm obsessed with you, but because we just desire each other so much. Like that.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
You become one, right?
You become one.
Mm.
Yeah.
What a gift.
Yeah. It's really good.
Love life.
It's like this. Oof, oof. Really? I'm not kidding.
Oh, God, that's so hilarious. I love it.
Yeah, it's funny because I never know what I'm going to talk about, but it just like immediately it was like, let's go there.
Yeah, it's meant to be.
I've never done an interview about love, but it's so overdue. And I've never done an interview about joy, and that's so overdue too.
Mm. And I think the unconditional love, we're getting more and more people entering into unconditional love relationships where they're setting a new template for the new.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Because of this energy, because of our willingness to express ourselves. So I'm going to, at least for my discussions going forward, I'm going to plant a new term instead of unconditional. And we kind of already talked about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Instead of calling it unconditional, call it unlimited.
Yeah. Love it.
Tell everybody that you're the one, you're the unlimited, you know, just spread it, unlimited love.
Yeah.
It's about unlimited love.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Franco.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's always fun talking with you because I just, like I said, I never know where this is going to go.
I hope you got some valuable information today. Wake up, wake up. And thanks for checking in and waking up. See you next time.